Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson, two of the biggest offensive threats on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and two of the players the Patriots are getting set to defend on Sunday when the two teams go head-to-head here at Gillette Stadium. Inside the locker room on Thursday, we heard from several front seven defensive players on Doug Martin. We also heard from LeGarrette Blount on going up against his old team. Hear them and much more here in Locker Room Uncut.
Quick guy, you know, he can make a lot of plays out there with, testing the edge and also inside. So I think as a defensive line, again, you got to be strong on the edges and, set the edge, not let him, be able to bounce the ball out and make yards that way. So, good challenge for us to, just keep him contained and not let him run all over the place because he is fast. Spiller, similar styles, really quick, just quick guy in space, so you want to keep him, bottled up.
A good football player. I mean, a great back and block, can run, can catch. I mean, it's going to be – we have our hands full with him and Vincent Jackson. So, I mean, it's no letdown, when those two on the field and then, the other receivers get involved and now they get their fullback back so they can run the offense the way they know how to run.
Two strong weapons for him, Martin, he runs inside very hard. It's going to take 11 guys to get him down to the ground. And Vincent Jackson is a big guy, strong, fast. He can do a lot of different things. So it'll take 11 guys to the football each and every play.
Is he odd, Vincent Jackson, because he can play inside the slot instead of, the smaller wide receiver?
It is. He has the size of a tight end, though. So he's comfortable going across the middle, going inside, and doing different things like that. But he also has the speed to go outside. So it is odd, but at the same time, we have a lot of different looks, to handle that.
He's a good back. I played with him, and he's a really good running back. He's solid, and I mean, he done a lot of things last year that a lot of rookies didn't do. He's a really good player. He's a tough runner downhill, and he has really good balance. So, I mean, he's definitely one of their best weapons. So, it's gonna be hard to contain him.
A lot of it you forget when you play in the preseason and what guys do because everybody shuffles around here and there and, they're just kind of trying to figure out what they want to do and we're just figuring out what we want to do, not so much schemes and game plans. So it turns into more of a scheme game plan kind of game and really find out what they want to do against us. And, you never know until you play against them and see what they see.
A couple plays from being 2-0. I mean, you can see around the league, these first 2 weeks have been some tough football games. So, and they've been in two. We've been in two. So easily can be 2-0, just like us. So we know that. We understand that. We know the threat that they pose to us.
So I'm a Patriots player now. I don't play for the Bucs no more. I don't look at them as a former team. I look at them as somebody that I got to play against, just like everybody else.
Any extra motivation for Garrett playing against
football? Not at all. I'm coming to work. I'm going to do everything that I have to do and supposed to do and go out there and play a game just like I didn't know nobody on that squad.
When you play two games in, 5 days total, it takes a little bit out of you. So it was nice to have a weekend off and just let the body relax and try and get, feeling really good again. So, I think everyone's excited to play here and, go for 3-0.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.